I dreamt I was in a theater watching a movie. And then I realized I wasn't watching it. I was in it.
You were watching yourself in a movie?
Yeah. And there was this woman. She was gorgeous. And she was dangerous.
Make it look like an accident.
She sounds like a femme fatale.
It was one of those black and white detective movies.
Film noir?
Yeah.
Were you the detective?
No, I was the patsy, the sucker, the sap.
What about the woman?
She wanted me to do in her husband.
Do you mean that...
He was loaded and she wanted all of it.
When he's out of the way, it will be just you and me, honey.
What did you do?
I guess I did him in.
You did?
Yeah.
You got away with it?
She got the dough and I got the chair.
You got the hot seat?
Yeah.
You got electrocuted?
That wasn't so bad.
You got fried?
It was more like sizzled.
And that was it?
After it was over, she came up, kissed me on the forehead, and she said,
Well done. It was late at night. I was walking down by the docks when I heard music. Up ahead, there was a sign, Ye Old Blues Cafe. I was feeling a little blue, so I went inside. It was a pirate blues cafe.
Do pirates get the blues?
The more soulful ones do.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to disturb anyone, so I sat in the back.
You just walked into a pirate bar?
Well, it wasn't a bar. It was a cafe. They didn't even notice me. They were hunched over their espressos and cappuccinos, except now and then, they would look up and say... There was something about the music. I don't know. It was something I needed.
You felt that way in a pirate cafe?
I did. And then the barista came over. He leaned down and said...
I can't serve ye, pretty miss. This be for heartsick pirates only.
What did you say?
Nothing. I took the hint. Even though it was just a dream, when I woke up, I felt my soul had been cleansed. I felt it's all going to be all right now. I dreamt I was a matador.
A bullfighter?
Yeah. I was in an arena. It was packed.
The Plaza de Toros.
Whatever. I held out my red cape and shook it. And then the bull put his head down and charged. And it was scary because he had this big head and sharp horns. And at the last moment, I swirled my cape and stepped aside.
Sounds like you were pretty good.
I thought so too, until the bull turned around. He was bigger.
What?
Like twice the size. And this time, when he came thundering down on me, I just barely got out of the way. And then, the next time when he turned around again, he was bigger than ever. Until finally, he was so big he could barely fit into the ring.
But you had a sword.
Yeah, and it was like poking his nose with a toothpick. In fact, his nose was so big, when he snorted, he blew me across the ring. And when he breathed in, he sucked me back and right up his nostril.
No, not inside his nose.
It wasn't so bad in there.
In his nose?
In fact, it was like a nightclub. People were dancing, drinking, champagne, and everyone was dressed like picadors and matadors.
They'd all gotten sucked up?
I guess. Anyway, one of the bullfighters turned to me and said, Hola, welcome to the club. And with that, I woke up.